Ganz herzlich begrüßen wir Sie.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, a warm welcome to the 7th program of the series, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to His Disciples and Apostles Who Could Understand Them. A frequent saying in our time goes, I believe only what I see. With this, people mean to make it clear that they believe only what is researched and proven. But wasn't the little prince much closer to the truth when he said that what is essential is invisible to the eyes? With his great cosmic teachings, already over 2,000 years ago, Jesus of Nazareth opened his followers' eyes to the essential, to the life which God is in all things. In our time, the free spirit, the spirit of God, in turn, opens mankind's eyes and heart by again giving his great cosmic teachings through the prophetic word. At the beginning of the 1990s, Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God, explained and elaborated on these divine schoolings for us people so that we can understand them more deeply and apply them. They are practical teachings for every generation, which contain much help so as to learn to see more deeply and more widely, be it in the family, in our circle of friends, our occupation, or at school. The book for the program is The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth with Gabriele's explanations, which are compiled in a 5-volume work. We may read from this today, again with Gabriele, who is with us in the studio. To decide to take the cosmic teachings as a task for one's life is a high goal. And we too, who may present the text today, are not perfect. Instead, we too are also in the process of learning and practicing to draw closer to this goal. We now begin reading.
The Spirit teaches us people the following. The powers of the All are hidden only to the one who does not know his true self. The one who wants to experience the powers of the All must unveil them through actualization. We receive more tips concerning this from Gabriele. She explains, all will be revealed to the one who does not hide from God, but who fulfills the inherent laws of the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount, more and more. For everything that is pure is in him as essence, power, and light. He is the inner heaven, the eternal being.
Liebe Mitmenschen, wir kommen zu einem weiteren Lehrsatz.
Dear fellow people, we come to another axiom. He, the All Spirit, God speaks. What you see, I am in it. What you hear, I am in it. I am all in all, the whole. When you have awakened to the whole, then you are the being. You behold the being, you hear the being, and speak the language of being. You behold, hear, and speak me, for I am the whole in you. I am the whole in your neighbor, in you, in the flower, in the blade of grass, and in the stone. I am yours, and you are mine. I am the All, and you are the All in me, the All.
Du fragst nicht, du weißt.
You do not ask, you know. You do not see, you behold. You do not listen, you hear. And no.
Ich bin das All, so spricht der Herr. Und du bist das All in mir, dem All.
I am the All, so speaks the Lord. And you are the All in me, the All. Dear viewers, dear listeners, what God is law. That is what we are as pure beings in God. For He, God, the All, the streaming love, gave the pure being the whole as essence and power.
Wir sind niemals von Gott getrennt.
We are never separated from God, because the All, the eternal law, our true heritage, pulsates deep in our soul.
You do not ask, you know. Gabriela explains these words in more detail. She says, when we immerse in the eternal law, we will not ask about things. We know about them. Then we do not need to ask for the principles of the law. We know about them. For everything that is in the All is the compressed structure of our spiritual body, which we ourselves are. All of infinity is in us as knowledge and power, that is, us as divine beings in the eternal being. When we ask people about the things of life, then we are not yet aware of them. From this, we recognize that we have not yet completely opened our spiritual consciousness, our eternal heritage. As long as the intellect is active, we live unconsciously, because we relate only to the things we have learned. Then we understand only what we have stored in our conscious mind. We are not aware of everything else. And so, we ask about what is our very life, our spiritual heritage, our divine wisdom, our true intelligence. For we are children of the All. To be children of the All means to be all conscious, because the All-Wise One has made us heirs to infinity.
God says, you do not see, you behold. Gabriele explained about this. To behold is the same as to perceive. We human beings look here and there. We observe the details in the external world, and thus human thoughts move into us. For our better understanding, with human is meant here the all-to-human, that is, the sinful. But when we perceive things, when we take in the whole vibrating complex, then we will gradually experience our true being in us, because we establish communication with the inner values, with the inner power. This experience is the inner peace, awareness, security, secureness, nearness to God.
The Spirit of God speaks further in his axiom. You do not listen, you hear and know. Gabriele also helps us look more deeply into these words. The law does not need to eavesdrop, nor does the compressed law, the spirit being. It knows about all the details of the eternal law. When we want to eavesdrop, it is human. It is curiosity. For what we should hear, we will hear. To want is to be controlled by curiosity. If it is good for our spiritual development, we will hear what we should hear through inner guidance. And so we could ask ourselves, is our life under guidance or control? As long as we want to eavesdrop, we are curious. Curiosity always has its human thoughts that are related to our wanting and our base wanting to be. What we want, we do not possess. And that which we have as human beings does not belong to us. Dear viewers, dear listeners, briefly once more, the tip. Humanness is often spoken about. With this, it is always the all-too-humanness that is meant, ultimately, the sinful. We continue reading. We have to rid ourselves of all wanting and of all wishing and let ourselves be filled by the inner wealth. Then we will also not live in material need. Whenever we want something, we are controlled ones, controlled by our human feelings, sensations, and thoughts, which push us into our world of desires. When it is our endeavor that God may guide us, then we have to become straightforward. We have to give up our curiosity and our pressing desires that often cannot be realized at all. And we have to make ourselves aware again and again that God knows what is good for us. When we grow into this awareness, then we become still and experience the inner guidance from the inner stillness. The inner stillness also gives us the resulting quiet which contains prudence and concentration. From this grows the spiritual dynamism that lets us go through the day in a concentrated manner.
We again read an axiom from the Spirit of God. He speaks to us human beings. Never look without. The light is within you. In you is the truth that knows of all things, that knows all and everything. You do not need to turn around to see your neighbor. You do not need to observe things from without. What is within you. Everything that you see is only a mirroring of the truth, that is, a reflection, which is not the absolute truth. Gabriele gives us the following explanation to the words of the All-Spirit that we just read. Never look without. The light is within you. To look without means to want to grasp only the appearance. This wanting bears in itself the curiosity that leads us to look restlessly to the right, the left, to above and below in order to see everything. When we immerse in the inner light, then we become calmer and will gradually see more deeply. Then we will establish communication with the positive powers in people, plants, animals, in all things. We also heard the words of the Lord, in you is the truth that knows of all things, that knows all and everything. Gabriele explains about this. When we become aware of the fact that God, the truth that knows of all things, that knows everyone and everything is in us, then we attain strengthening and strength. Then we keep coming back to the light in us, in the growing awareness that the truth that knows of all things and that knows everyone and everything is in us.
The All Spirit of God speaks in His axiom, "You do not need to turn around to see your neighbor. You do not need to observe things from without. What is within you." Gabriella also expands on these words. She addresses all of us in her explanation. Dear fellow people, let us think about the situations of our daily life. For instance, when we greet our neighbor and turn around to look at him, what kind of thoughts are in our conscious mind? Are they all too human thoughts that let us recognize that we have looked only at the external appearance, the shell, and communicated only with the external appearance, the shell? On the other hand, when we greet our neighbor from our heart as our brother or our sister, then we will not look back at him. So let us decide to watch ourselves during the day and see how often we look back at our fellow man and what we think while we are doing this. We look back with a question, "Could this be my acquaintance?" Then we ask ourselves, "What is behind this question? What feelings and sensations?" We look back because we like or dislike something about our neighbor. What feelings and sensations are behind this external perception? We tell ourselves why we look back or gaze after someone. When we have spiritually developed to such an extent that the positive part of our neighbor vibrates in us, because each person has the positive powers of life in himself, then we will not look back at him unless he calls us. When we turn to him consciously, then it is not the human, that is, the all-too-human attraction, the state of being controlled by something, but it is two beings who meet each other in mutual respect, impersonally.
We continue reading in the axiom from the Spirit of God. Everything that you see is only a mirroring of the truth, that is, a reflection which is not the absolute truth. Let us hear what Gabriele explains about this. How can we feel the absolute truth, the being, our true heritage? Since every feeling, every sensation, every thought and every word is a building block of pictures, our prayer thoughts, as well, are aspects of several pictures or of one complete picture when we pray with the same or similar words again and again. These pictures, even the pictures of our prayers, penetrate our consciousness and may make us restless or prevent us from becoming calm.
Lassen uns nicht zur Ruhe kommen.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, in our book we now come to an exercise. If you like, join us. We read. We want to practice a deeper prayer that expands our consciousness. And, at the same time, lets us feel what wonderful tranquility and peace come over us.
Und welch ein Friede über uns kommen.
We then no longer take in the reflections of our prayer thoughts, because all humanness that goes out from us is only more reflection. It radiates back in pictures, in colors and forms, which show our humanness and which may continue to move and thus intensify our humanness.
Und somit verstärken.
We go into the stillness. We close our eyes. We become quiet. We now let go of our human thoughts. We surrender them to the All Spirit and concentrate on our breathing. Our thoughts recede.
Nun stellen wir uns im Inneren, in unserem physischen Leib, ein Licht vor.
Now, let us imagine a light within us, in our physical body. It is energy, God's love. We now immerse in this light and call on the All Holy One in us, God, that He may radiate through us. In doing this, we expect nothing. We will also not think. We let what is holy radiate through us to where we want to send it. Now we call on the eternal light.
Ewiges Licht.
Eternal light, you are the power and the love.
Fließe verstärkt in mich ein.
Flow into me more strongly.
Durchströme mich.
Stream throughout me. Set me aglow.
Aus deinem Born des Heils.
From your fount of salvation, from your light,
sende ich dein
I send your love,
dein Licht,
your light
zu allen
to all people.
Wir senden,
we send and we do not think.
In diesem Augenblick,
in this moment of deep prayer, we communicate with the Spirit of God in many people.
Die Antwort aus dieser selbstlosen Kommunikation,
the answer from this selfless communication is stillness.
Die Hoffnung,
peace,
die Zuversicht,
hope,
die Stärke,
confidence,
die Stärke,
strengthening and
dabei
strength.
Wir keine Stimme.
In doing this, we do not hear a voice. We sense how our own spiritual consciousness expands.
Weil God,
because God pours His stillness and His peace into us from the fount of His life.
Wir lassen Gebetsempfindungen zum Ewigen in uns fließen.
We let prayer sensations flow to the eternal in us. Lord, your light sets me aglow. I live in your consciousness.
deine Kraft.
I send your power, which is active in me, to the nature kingdoms.
Wir lassen die Kraft hinausströmen.
We now let this power stream out. In doing this, we do not think and we do not have any pictures of nature.
Wir lassen es strömen.
We let it flow.
Die Antwort ist wieder die Antwort der Stille.
The answer is in turn the answer of stillness. Peace, hope and confidence built up in us. For we had communication with the Creator power in nature.
Lassen Sie Ihre Gebete strömen.
Let your prayers flow.
Und fühlen
and feel the nearness of God.
Dear fellow people, let us hear what Gabriela further explains. This exercise is a form of deep prayer. The words of the prayer given here should be seen as an example. Such a prayer can bring us infinite stillness and inner experience, the experience of peace. We hear so often, God is peace. We should experience this spiritual reality in us. This can happen through this prayer. First, we let ourselves be filled with the power of love. Then we send the holy prayer rays out, and we do not think while doing this. They bring life energy to our neighbor. What radiates back from this source of energy fills us too. We can call it an exercise. We can call it a prayer. This deep communication is an opportunity to feel what our spiritual heritage is. Then the longing awakens more and more to become, to be, as we feel in our inner being.
So that we remember this deep prayer well, Gabriele repeats it for us. We let ourselves be filled by the power of God by asking the Father, radiate into me and radiate out through me to my brothers and sisters. And then we remain in the stillness.
Dadurch werden auch wir erfüllt.
By doing this, we too will be filled and thus draw nearer to the one who is the longing of the soul, God. At the very moment we send, we radiate out, we feel that joy, gratitude, strength and hope build up in us. But the prerequisite is that we do not want anything. If we were to imagine a picture, we would experience ourselves, namely, the reflections of our human, that is, sinful ego. These pictures would come from our three-dimensional thinking. So we should have no expectations of any kind, but rather should just let the radiation of the eternal flow through us. Then, but only then, what furthers our spiritual development for today and for the coming time builds up in our soul, in the very depths of our soul. This inner prayer is selfless and impersonal. We call it the deep prayer or all prayer.
Dear fellow people, what we hear in the axioms of the Spirit of God and in the explanations from Gabriele wants to be practiced. We too, who may read this here, are also practicing and learning every day. In an axiom of the great cosmic teachings, the All Spirit says, "What is deep within you, the light, the truth, what you are in the pure being as a being in God, took on shape and form in heaven, in purest substance." Gabriele lets us sense the content of these words. Our entire heritage is in this sentence. All pure beings bear the same in themselves, the eternal law, God. Out of the streaming life, out of the flowing and streaming light of the energy, God, the Eternal created the spiritual forms. They took on form and became purest substance out of the breath of God, out of His flowing eternal law. And our innermost being is purest substance. We too are beings of the All, because we are children of God.
God continues. What is in the innermost being of your incarnated soul, in the very depths of your soul, is the unburdenable light, the eternal truth. It is and remains the being eternally. Again, Gabriella helps us to look deeper. She explains, "Thus, in us is the infinite eternal source, from which all spiritual beings, all forms of life, of the heavens draw. It is the All Spirit which flows throughout everything. It is the omnipresence of God, from which we may receive and give. As spiritual beings, we are all in this mighty, eternal stream. We draw and we give from this stream, the principle of the All. And so, all pure beings live in the cycle of infinity, receiving, which is the same as drawing from, and giving. This is our true existence in the eternal being."
We continue reading in the axiom from the Spirit of God. Only a predetermined amount of divine energy was transformed into fall energy when a being fell away from God. From this emerged fall realms, fall beings and human beings. This amount of divine energy was given by the Eternal to other fall beings for the maintenance of their lives. It is divine energy that is transformed down. For this reason, matter and all the energies that have been transformed down are but reflections of pure being. Gabriele explains about this. Each one of us is called upon to again transform up the energy which we transform down through a wrong way of thinking, to let it become spiritual, primordial substance, primordial power, in order to bring it back into the eternal being. The amount of divine energy that was given to each one of us when we plunged into the fall realms is borrowed energy. Everything that is borrowed has to be brought back. On the inner path, we learn to transform the negative into positive by clearing up what we have recognized to be human, that is, the all-too-human, the sinful, with the Spirit of God, and by not doing it anymore. Through this, the divine energy that we transform down, that is, the negative energy, is transformed into divine, flowing power. In this way, we transform it up to the primordial source, to God. Each of us will have to do this sooner or later. This is why we have the inner path.
Weiter erläutert Gabriele.
Gabriele explains further. Again and again, we hear that the earth and everything on the earth is only a mirror or reflection of the eternal being. Let us think of a lake with a surface that is fairly calm. That which is on the shore of the lake, the grass, the trees, buildings, and other things, is mirrored on the water. In the mirror of the lake, which waves may very gently ruffle, do we see the same as what we see on the shore? No, in the water everything appears distorted. Let us use this comparison for the spiritual kingdom of heaven and of earth. Heaven is reflected on the earth, but what we grasp and perceive on earth is not the reality, the being, the kingdom of heaven. Through the various layers of the human ego, everything is only reflection, shine, and never reality. The difference is made by the level on which we are, on the level of reflection, of appearance, the level of the outer and external pictures of human, that is, all too human pictures, or on the level of the being, of the inner life.
In seinen großen kosmischen Lehren,
in his great cosmic teachings, the Spirit of God speaks to us. In the whole of infinity, there is only one principle, sending and receiving. What you send is what you are. That is what you radiate. What you radiate comes back to you.
Liebe Mitmenschen, mit jedem Gedanken, den wir denken,
with every thought that we think, we send and receive at the same time. In this way, our fate is built up. But what we have built up, we can also take apart. By reducing our sending potential and clearing things up with the help of the transforming power of God, and by sending more and more to the All Spirit, who should be the focal point of our life. Only in this way will we reach our spiritual heritage step by step. Only then can we say that we safely go through this time that is filled with confusion. The sole security is God. There is no external security for us. People, things, objects, money and goods, nothing can offer us security. For we live in a mighty time of transformation. The old structures upon which many people have relied are falling. On this earth, in this world, in the course of the process of transformation from the old to the new era, there will be nothing more in the external world to hold on to.
Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear viewers, dear listeners, so there is no external security for us. The sole security is God. We can experience His power and His peace by practicing the deep prayer, the all prayer, which we heard about today. In the next program, the eighth program of this series, we may learn to understand the all prayer more deeply in order to be able to carry it out more and more independently. You can read the content of today's program, and for this, we recommend the book that accompanies the program, which is available in bookstores or via internet. It is the first volume of the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to his disciples and apostles who could understand them, with explanations by Gabriele. Do you want to learn more about the cosmic teaching work of the Spirit of God? Then tune in for the next program. We look forward to continuing to learn and practice with you. We take our leave of you, dear viewers, dear listeners, until next time, and wish you all the best. Goodbye and greetings in God. Thank you.